The World Health Organization has confirmed that 101 countries and regions have reported COVID-19 infections. Around the globe, over 105,000 confirmed cases have been reported, among which around 3,600 have died. 44 new coronavirus infections were reported on the Chinese mainland on Saturday, with 27 more deaths. Meantime, another 3 cases of infections contracted outside the country were reported, bringing the total of imported cases to 63. 7 Chinese medical experts have arrived in Iraq to help the country deal with the COVID-19 outbreak. They will stay there for 1 month to help with testing, treating, and following up the cases. Iraq has reported over 50 confirmed cases, including 4 deaths. The rescue for the people still trapped under a collapsed hotel in Zhengzhou, Fujian province, is still underway. The building collapsed on Saturday evening, trapping 71 people. Before Sunday evening, 10 people had been confirmed dead, with 23 others still trapped. The building, with a floor area of 7,000 square meters, was converted into a hotel in 2018 with 66 rooms. It was earlier designated as a quarantine facility during the coronavirus outbreak. The building was under renovation when the incident took place. Its owner has been controlled by police. Italy has announced a stream of tough new measures to try to contain the coronavirus outbreak. The new rules include a virtual lockdown on the entire Lombardy region and a number of northern provinces. All museums, cultural centers, cinemas, theaters, pubs, and nightclubs will be shut in the targeted areas. All healthcare workers, weddings, funerals, and sports events have been suspended. All schools and universities in those regions will be closed until at least April 3rd. The virus-stricken Grand Princess cruise ship is headed to the port of Auckland. It will dock at a terminal in the outer harbor that is no longer in operation. The vessel is likely to arrive on Monday, with the exact time to be determined. The ship, with more than 3,500 people aboard, has been forbidden to return to San Francisco over its link track to a cluster of COVID-19 cases. So far, 45 people on board have received virus tests. 21 of them tested positive, including 19 crew members and 2 passengers. Washington, D.C. announced its first presumptive positive case of COVID-19 on Saturday, after 11 patients were tested at a local public health lab. Muriel Bowser, mayor of the District of Columbia, says the case was identified in a local resident in his 50s, who was admitted to hospital in early March. Authorities are presuming a case of community transmission, as the man in question appears to have no history of international travel. Argentina has recorded the first COVID-19-related death in Latin America. The 64-year-old man was diagnosed with the illness after coming down with a cough, fever, and sore throat following a trip to Europe. He was hospitalized on Wednesday and reportedly had a range of underlying conditions, including kidney failure, diabetes, hypertension, and bronchitis. So far, regional countries including Mexico, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, and Costa Rica have also reported confirmed COVID-19 cases. China's Zhang Weili has defended her UFC strawweight championship belt after a victory over Joanna Jędrzejczyk of Poland. Zhang won 48-47 on 2 judges' cards, while her rival won 48-47 on the third. Zhang became the UFC's first Chinese champion last year.